Fire struck another Baptist church in rural Alabama this weekend. The Beaverton Free Will Baptist Church in Lamar County became the 10th house of worship in just over a week to burn. Some of the churches have predominantly black congregations, others predominantly white members. This weekend, NPR's Kathy Lohr visited two churches in Sumter County, Alabama, and filed this report.
Next to the Mississippi border, in the heart of the Black Belt, is the town of Panola, Alabama. It's almost a ghost town now. The building's empty. From here, two more turns deep down backcountry roads will take you to the remains of Galilee Baptist Church. It burned to the ground this past week.
It's just pathetic. I just don't want to even think about it.
Hazel White is 73 years old. She stands among the ashes of Galilee, the church she's attended her entire life.
Well, quite natural, you know, people is angry about it, but like I told them, it ain't nothing we can do because that is in God's hands. There ain't no need of being hostile about it, but whoever did this just didn't have no respect. None at all.
White shakes her head. She can hardly believe what she's seeing. The only things left of the more than 100-year-old church are the concrete steps and the iron railing. Her son is Pastor Bob Little.
All my forefathers and everybody had a part in this church, and you know, just to see it all in ruins, you know, burnt down. Now, you know, all the things you just see is remnants of what used to be. I'm looking at the drums and where the piano and the keyboards and mic stands, you know, PA system. Yeah, it's just a devastating thing.
Pastor Little lifts a twisted piece of metal from the rubble and walks away. A small cemetery surrounds this community church. It's where members have buried their mothers and fathers, grandparents, even great-grandparents. Some of the older folks here are afraid because they realize Galilee Baptist is so isolated that the perpetrators had to know where it was and target it.
It's unbelievable. And it's a whole lot of smoke.
Just 3 days after the fire was set in the sanctuary at Spring Valley Baptist Church near Gainesville, Alabama, the congregation and the community gathered to see the damage. The first three pews are burned through, the ceiling is black, and the air reeks. But amazingly, this church is still standing. Congressman Artur Davis came from Washington to tell whoever's doing this that they're not going to stop the people of this state from worshiping.
If you think you've intimidated somebody, you hadn't intimidated anybody, because all these folks are here. And if you think you've got a lot of folks scared in West Alabama, you also got a lot of folks praying in West Alabama.
Spring Valley Baptist pastor Reverend Glenn Harris says his 300 church members were shocked at first. Now they're thinking about the future.
Of course, they are disheartened, but they was encouraged to. And all of them were saying to me that we're not going to let this stop us. You know, we're going to be more excited about the mission of the Lord.
Through the storm and the rain, I made it. Had heartaches and pain, but Lord, I made it.
Members are worshiping with other congregations this week as they wait for their own churches to be cleaned up or rebuilt. They'll also be wary of anyone who doesn't belong in this community. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.